Welcome everyone to my podcast, The Gifts of the Universe. This podcast will explore my book by the same title, available on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. I'm your host and the writer of the book, Chris Wilcock. Each week, we will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. Maybe you're new to the world of the Law of Attraction, or you've been using it for a while, either successfully or not. It doesn't matter. Let's explore together what works and what doesn't. Each week, let's take a look together how to be better at manifesting our best lives now. Join me right here each week. I discovered the Law of Attraction many years ago, but when I first started to use it, I found it was hit and miss. What I didn't know at the time was there was so much more that I had to learn to be really effective at using it. Please join me each week as we dig a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. I live in beautiful British Columbia, Canada, so join me in this beautiful spot every week and make sure to subscribe to the podcast and check out my book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe. Welcome everyone to episode 13 of The Gifts of the Universe. This week we're going to talk about the Law of Rhythm. This is our 11th law in the series of the 12 laws of the universe. Each week we've been focusing on one of the 12 laws of the universe. Next week we're going to deal with the law of gender, and then we've gotten through all 12 laws of the universe. From that point on, we're going to start talking about how to manifest what it is you want into your world, and we're going to talk about your belief system and how to change it. Your belief system is fundamental in understanding why you haven't been able to manifest what it is that you want into your world. But as I've explained just about every week, I want you to understand that the 12 laws of the universe are very important in helping us to become more positive, so that, you know, we put out a higher vibrational frequency into the world. I've explained in the past, but I feel obligated to cover it a little bit here once again. What I mean by putting out a higher vibrational frequency is about you being positive. It is extremely difficult to draw to you what it is you want, which I assume is something of a positive nature, unless you're positive. If you're negative, you can certainly draw negative things to you, but if you want something that is a positive in your life, then you need to raise your positivity and your vibrational frequency. You wouldn't have to think about this for very long to understand that if you're negative, you usually will bring more negativity, more negative people, more negative situations into your life. Whereas if you are able to be positive, you can easily draw positive people, positive events, and positive situations into your life. That's what we've been focused on. And over the next couple of episodes, we will be wrapping up the 12 laws of the universe, and we will be expanding into a number of other topics that will help you truly manifest in your life what you want. More money, better career, that amazing relationship, or anything else that you dream about bringing into your life. So when we talk about the law of rhythm, what we're talking about is, as we know, everything in the universe, including us, is made up of energy, and energy has a frequency and a vibration, and it also moves at a rhythm. If we look around, we see that everything has a rhythm or cycle, such as our seasons. We can say with certainty that there is a certain rhythm, and that rhythm is winter leads to spring, spring takes us to summer, summer takes us to fall, and then, of course, back to winter. We can say this with a certainty. There is a rhythm, and things in life move to that rhythm. Everything lives and dies. That's a rhythm. When we look at planting a seed, we can see that that seed goes from the seedling to the sprouting plant to a fully grown blooming plant, and eventually it dies, and that plant then offers its seed back to the world by dropping it into the soil. Everything has a cycle of birth, life, and death. So do our feelings, so do our emotions. Everything goes to a rhythm. The law of rhythm is a pendulum Think of it as a pendulum, right? Swinging back and forth. The law of rhythm is a pendulum, and it reminds us that we all live in cycles or patterns. Everything flows out and in. Everything has its tides. All things rise and fall. The pendulum swing, manifesting ever the measure of the swing to the right, is the measure of the swing to the left. Rhythm compensates. That's a quote from the Kybalion. Okay? What this rhythm teaches us is that we have periods of high and we have periods of low. What swings to the right must then swing to the left. Everything in our universe is in movement, in flow. It is swaying back and forth. Everything is subject to this rhythm of life and death, highs and lows, tides in, tides out. I think you can understand what's being said, but you probably are thinking, what does this mean to me in a way in manifesting into my world? What does my manifesting have to do with the law of rhythm? How can I use the law to bring things into my world? Well, like some of the other laws of the universe, this one purely teaches us that everything has a cycle. So if you're being negative about something, then you need to remember the opposite swing is positive. Think about if something negative happens to you, the opposite of that is positive. So instead of viewing this as something negative, you can realize that there's a natural swing and rhythm to life. But with that happening, the swing from negative to positive, and knowing it's going to go from positive back to negative, knowing that tells us that we can bring more positivity. We can either wait for the natural swing, or we can bring more positivity to that negative situation, which will help move it to the negative side less and move it back towards the positive side quicker. Does that make sense? So what I'm saying is something positive happens to you. We have a swing of the pendulum to one way, and we know that ultimately the rhythm of life and the rhythm of the universe tells us that it has to swing back towards the negative side. But it doesn't have to go from one extreme to the other. When the cycle is happening and something is going back towards the negative, which ultimately we know in life it's going to go towards negative, you can intervene and not allow it to become too negative. You can allow it to swing just back down to its bottom area, to that center spot, to where it picks up momentum and starts to head back towards the negative. You can use your feelings at that point to take some of the impact of that negativity away by being more positive. Okay? So what I mean is that you can stop it from going to the negative side as much by being positive. And you can, just think about it. Negative things happen, but the way you react to that situation really drives whether it's a really impactful negative thing or not. Okay, give that some thought. But let me give you an example. Let's say you're trying to lose 50 pounds and you lost 10 pounds and then you gained back 3 pounds. If you look at that and saw that as a negative, you could say, well, I'm trying to lose 50 pounds, I lost 10 pounds, but I gained 3 of it back. I feel pretty bad, I'm pretty negative about that. If you looked at it negatively, you would bring more negativity to that situation. Your negative thoughts would probably overtake the situation, and you probably would put back on the 10 pounds and maybe more. Whereas if you saw that you went from the 10 pounds to a loss of 7, if you chose to see that as a positive and treated it like a resting spot on that swing of the pendulum, and you saw that the pendulum was now just resting at the bottom, slightly negative, but you took it as a positive, you could gain positive energy from that. You could treat that as a natural resting spot, because remember, it's a natural motion for it to move in a rhythmic swing towards the negative side. But if you use positive energy here, if you were okay with that, you could wait for the next cycle to swing back up and lose more weight. Okay? So if you hadn't allowed the negative energy there to have any impact, or you treated it as a neutral or just a resting spot, as I've said, just treat the low as a resting spot on its way back to the positive. And then you will have the energy to take you back to the positive. So what I'm saying is, you were wanting to lose 50 pounds. You've lost 10 pounds so far. And then you put back on 3 pounds. You can treat that as the low of the pendulum. The pendulum's swinging slightly to the negative. That's the 3 pounds. You don't put too much into that. You don't turn that into such a negative. It's still a positive. You're down 7 pounds. You use that as a neutral resting spot. The negatives happen in a way, but you're not breathing too much into it. You treat it as a resting spot. Now you continue to start losing weight and you pick up momentum to the positive side. Okay? So when you lost the 10 pounds, you gained 3 back, but you realize that there's still, you're really in a good place. And you don't allow that negativity to overtake you. Stay positive, knowing that it's going to go back the other way. Then you could strive to be positive and ready for the next cycle of the weight loss, which is, you know, what you're doing in this situation. Okay, so you can apply this to any situation, right? Anything that you're working on manifesting in your life, remember, everything has a rhythm. Okay, once you've mastered this and understand how the law of rhythm works, you can allow those negative fluctuations to not override your positive thoughts. And simply see them as a swing in that direction, knowing that the momentum will pick up again and take you in the direction that you want to go. Treat it as an ebb and flow, okay? Not letting it ebb too much into the negative by not feeding it with negative energy. Try to remain as neutral or as positive as you can in that situation, and you will drive it towards more of the positive quicker, okay? So this can be applied to so many things in your life. And what it really teaches us is that when the swing of the pendulum swings to a place we don't want it to go, as long as we stay focused and keep our attention and positivity pointed ultimately at what we do want, we will quickly overcome this rhythmic shift and move back into the direction that we want to go. Okay? I also believe that this is very close to a couple of the other previous laws that we talked about, the law of polarity and the law of relativity. In those two laws, we talked about attempting to stay neutral and not shifting too far emotionally to the negative side and attempting to be more neutral. While this is much the same, when we have a shift from the positive of something towards the negative, if we don't get on board with the huge shifts of the rhythm and we attempt to stay more neutral, more balanced, and more grounded, then the shift or that rhythmic motion won't be as extreme, right? I'm hoping that's clear. I hope that makes sense to you guys. So what I mean by that is, similarly to what we had talked about in those two other laws, it's that you are not getting mostly negative about something that happens to us that maybe doesn't warrant that strong of an emotion towards the negative side. If we look at things, we may see that they're not as bad as we think they are. We may be able to stay more neutral. And if we stay more neutral, and let's just say we're just slightly off mid-center, and we don't move all the way to the negative side of the pendulum swing, then the pendulum, when it swings, won't swing as far. Okay? So the low and the up won't be dramatically far apart. They won't be, you know, to the highest level of the positive side, nor to the highest side of the negative, right? So we try to keep the negative side down a little bit, which therefore will have an impact on the positive side as well, but we don't have as big of a swing, okay? So the same is true of not getting overly excited, is what I'm saying, or overly emotional when the emotion moves to the positive side. So when we have a positive swing, don't get over emotional. Don't get unrealistic about it. Be realistic about how far to either side something has shifted. You have to look at this honestly, and you have to look at it objectively. And same as the other two laws, we don't want to get too overly emotionally stimulated in the positive side, because then therefore this law tells it's going to swing back that far to the negative side, right? If it's truly, truly a very, very positive thing, then of course you get excited. But be aware, if it's not, you're breathing in too much emotional fire to it, okay? Look at the ups and downs realistically, okay? And keep the judgment out of it. So we talked about this in the previous laws. We want to keep our judgments out of things. We want to stay observing things, and keep the strength from the observation standpoint. Judgment is going to be a weakness, okay? So don't judge yourself around these things. Judge them objectively, okay? Simply remember that the law of rhythm tells us or teaches us that everything in life goes through a cycle of ups and downs, positives and negatives, high tide, low tide, good and bad, and that everything moves in a flow. If we can remember this, then we can stay more balanced. We can stay more focused on what it is we're trying to achieve. We can use that to our advantage. So think about that as you go through manifesting, as you think about the laws of the universe. Think of this law as not going too far to the right, not too far to the left, but that everything has a rhythm. Okay? All right, guys, pretty simple law this week. I hope you guys have been making your way through the last 10 laws, giving them some thought. Hopefully they've been helping you to stay more positive in your life. They are extremely important, and kudos to you guys for making it this far. This is number 11 of the laws. We've got one more to go next week. As I said, that's the law of gender. That'll be a fairly quick one as well. Get through these laws, pay attention to the laws, think how they work in your life. I promise once we get out of these laws that we're going to be jumping right into beliefs and our belief system. We will focus on how to manifest and how to change your beliefs. All of this together is what I call the gifts of the universe. We've been focusing up to this point on the 12 laws of the universe. Like I said, we're going to make a shift away from that very shortly, and we're going to start focusing on some of the real heavier involved manifesting stuff. But you have to be comfortable with these laws. You have to allow them to help you become a more positive individual and work to being positive in all aspects of your life. As always, thanks for joining me here in the Gifts of the Universe. We will see you next week. And as always, check out my book on Amazon. Thanks, guys.